So, Monty, what did you think? What do you think kind of sparked things for you in the second? You guys in the second half, fourth quarter especially.
Better defense. I think the second half defense was very good. I don't think they got as many offensive rebounds, and we didn't turn the ball over too much. I mean, a couple shots here and there, and that, you know, they all those things compound and makes a difference. But I think we played pretty well in the first half. We just were a little lousy, like, you know, letting them get too many offensive rebounds, turning the ball over and stuff like that, fouling people.
Consecutive. It seemed to you like Richard's game takes on just a better offensive flow when he gets started with a drive to the basket for aggressive dunk.
For almost for every player, when you make a couple buckets early, really, you know, helps your confidence. I think today he was aggressive. He made some big shots, attacked the rim, ran the fast break. That's what we need, and it's his game. So he looked really well over there.
Though it's only one game, did you feel like it was important to get a win tonight with the rodeo trip coming up and you're not going to be back in this building?
Yeah, very important. We're going to have 9 on the road. The usual rodeo trip, and it's very important to finish the last home game with a win. So it was an important game, and Houston for us is always a tough matchup. They play hard, they know us very well. It's a team that I like. They've been struggling with injuries and stuff like that, but they are a tough team, so we play a great second half.
Can you talk about what Tim's outlet passing does for you guys on offense? Getting started.
Well, it's something that we talk a lot about in preseason and early in the season, trying to get the outlets higher so Tony can push it. You know, Tony is one of the fastest wingers in the league, and we should be able to run even more. I think we did it very well the first 15 to 20 games, and then we kind of stopped. Today, I think it was better. I didn't see the stats. But it's very important for us to get some easy buckets. We got RJ that is, you know, a deer, and George Hill is very athletic too. Not me, don't add me in that one. I'll wait for the 5-on-5. But it would be important to get some easy buckets. We need them.
What did you think about McDice's follow-up dunk there on that?
I was like next to him because I threw the pass to Gary, and I was trying to figure out where the ball was going to bounce, and I see Dice just exploding for that rebound. It looked nice. I got to see it on TV now. You know, in person, it was impressive.
40 wins on another trip. Did you ever think beginning of the season that's where you guys would be? Not
even close. Usually in our good seasons, we always kind of expect we were around the 70%, 72, 65 others. Now we are 86, I think. It's way more than anybody could have expected. But the funny thing is that, you know, we are here, we earn it, and now we don't want to disappoint anybody. We just want to keep doing it because we know we can. We know we have a really tough stretch, a lot of games, back-to-back, 45 nights soon. So we know that we earn what's going on, but we just got to want to keep going.
You guys were down to the Rockets in the first half, like 6 points, and Pop put a different unit in and went with a zone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that weird when he comes out? You don't play that all the time. Does it feel entirely different? Is it kind of strange?
We just throw it in and see what happens. Many times early in the games, or when it looks like nothing's happening, so we try to change things up. But no, we're not a zone defense team.
Right.
We just throw it in. It works like it did. I think it was 4 stops in a row.
Four in a row. You guys went on a run.
Yeah.
Too.
So you know, sometimes we try. We work on it. We're not that good, but sometimes it works. Yeah, there was one game that almost the whole fourth quarter we did it, and it really worked. So sometimes things happen.